authorities in Omaha, Nebraska are trying to determine why a young man opened fire in a crowded shopping mall yesterday. He killed 8 people, wounded 5 others, and then killed himself. NPR's Jason Beaubien is in Omaha and joins us on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Do police, as I gather they do, believe the shooting victims were entirely random?
They do. Police last night held a press conference late at night and came out and said that they believe that Robert Hawkins was not targeting anyone in particular, that he simply came into the mall and started shooting. They say that men, women were targeted equally. They don't believe that he came in trying to kill anyone in particular. He just came in to essentially cause a massacre.
And what else do they think about him or know about him?
Well, it's slowly emerging, a picture of a very troubled young man, born in 1987. He had just got a job at McDonald's, which he had just been fired from. He'd lost his girlfriend. He'd been kicked out of his parents' house and was living with the parents of some friends of his. He did leave a suicide note. The police say they have that suicide note at this point. The woman that he was had a room with, that he was staying with, referred to him as being like a lost puppy that nobody wanted around. And she was the one who found the suicide note. And she says that that note said, "I'm going to be famous now." And that police are interpreting that to mean that this was premeditated, that he wrote this note and then planned to go in and carry out these killings.
In carrying out these killings, he managed to shoot quite a few people in a very short time. How did he do that?
He did. He was using an SKS assault rifle. It's a rifle that was made by the former Soviet Union and in the Eastern Bloc. A very powerful rifle, a rifle that's a semi-automatic. It comes with a banana clip, can fire off quite a few rounds very quickly. And he was able to target people inside the mall and shoot them with this rifle. People say that he shot off numerous rounds, far more than actually hit people. But it does appear that he was aiming and targeting people when he did actually manage to shoot them and kill them.
And the wounded, 5 wounded, what shape are they in as you understand it this morning?
As of late last night, 2 of them remained in critical condition in area hospitals. We haven't yet gotten an update on their condition, but 2 of them were in critical condition. The other 3 were not with life-threatening wounds, and those 3 are expected to be fine. But there are 2 victims that are still being watched very closely in critical condition in local hospitals.
And that Westroads Mall there in Omaha where the shooting took place, will it be open for business today?
No, it will not be open for business today. Police tape still surrounds the entire mall. It's a very large mall. They're treating it as a crime scene. It's a somewhat bizarre scene. The Christmas lights are still on the Van Moore store where this bloody massacre occurred. And yet outside, you've got this police tape. You've got police cruisers with their lights still going. And police say there's no way that mall is going to reopen until they're done gathering evidence.
Jason, thanks very much. NPR's Jason Beaubien speaking from Omaha.